Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now it's my great pleasure to welcome back a singer-songwriter who is based here, but who spends a lot of time on the road in Europe and throughout the world performing. She has shared stages with some of the great names of pop music, including icons like Pete Seeger and Joan Baez, as well as superstars like Bruce Springsteen, Emmylou Harris, and Sheryl Crow, and there's a long, long list of others. Sonia Disappear Fear has a new CD. It was released just last week. It's called By My Silence, and she's here with her guitar. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
So let's start right in with the tune, the title tune from the album By My Silence.
Okay. I'm not a communist, so when it came for the communists, neighbor, I'm minding my own business and trusted justice was done. I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness, it was not mine. I didn't care where they were sent, by my silence I gave my consent. By my silence gave my consent. I am not Jewish, so when it came for the Jews, I had nothing to say. Branded with stars, herded like cattle into boxcars, and then taken away. I didn't ask what was their crime, was their sadness, it was not mine. And I didn't care where they were sent, by my silence I gave my consent. By my silence I gave my consent. Well, I didn't ask when it came for the unionists, came for the socialists, the powerless. I'm not a terrorist, I'm not an immigrant, I'm native born, faithfully ignorant. I didn't ask what was their crime, till their sorrow turned into mine, till their sorrow. I'm a citizen and I am free. I didn't ask, now there's nobody left to speak out for me. At the time, I believed it never happened to me. Well, I didn't know just what it meant. By my silence, I gave my consent. By my silence, I gave my consent. By my silence, I gave my consent. By my silence, I gave my consent.
Brava, Diva. That's beautiful. Just a great day. Sonia Disappear Fear, the new CD, that's the title cut, By My Silence. So five of the songs on this CD you wrote.
Yes.
That's not one of them. How do you pick them? I mean, how did you find that song, for example? It's by Nick Anderson, Ellen Buxtel. You've known that tune for a while, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, it was at the Kerrville Folk Festival several years ago, and it's a contest they were having for songwriters. It's a songwriter festival, and it's actually judged by Paul from Peter, Paul and Mary, and I happened to be sitting next to Peter. And Nick and Ellen performed the song. I loved it. I was floored. And I turned to Peter and I said, Peter, you should do this song. This is perfect for PPM. And he said, no, you should do the song. And so he won.
And so you did.
And there it is. Yeah, he's given me some other advice. But, yeah. He's a fun guy.
You're just back from Europe. You spent a lot of time in Europe, Eastern Europe, all through, all around the world.
Yes, yes. And that's really, really why the CD has come out, just like kind of bursting out. It actually doesn't officially release until January 15th. But we just felt like for Baltimore and for right here, it's important to put it out. We just it was really disheartening, and everything that was happening there when we were visiting Poland and planning on seeing like some of my ancestry, and we were delayed by several Nazi rallies that happened. Which was really difficult.
And yeah, of course it was. And based on the kinds of music that you're playing, I mean, the music that is, you know, about the political situation that's going on all over the world, how is it received in a milieu that is, you know the far right in Europe is somewhat ascended?
Well, they actually, I've done incredibly well. Here I am, like I wrote a song. One of the songs on the CD is called Wandering Jew. And which is what I am in Germany and the world. And it's overwhelmingly positive. There's they really pay attention to the text of the music. That's very important to them. They understand English. German needs a lot of work.
Join the club.
Oh my goodness, it's a great language though. So you see a lot of where it all comes from in English. That is, so very, very well actually. And there's for the 1,200 people that were the Nazis that were protesting. I mean, that were rallying. The next weekends there were over. There was 1.2 million people, so it's about 1,000 to 1.
Yeah.
Of what I'd like to see.
Yeah. And of course, you know, with the terrible tragedy in Pittsburgh just a few weeks ago and stuff, I mean, these are issues that are raw and close to the core for everybody, Jews and non-Jews alike.
Absolutely. In fact, we finished the music on the CD. I turned my phone off for Shabbat, turned it back on Saturday night, and saw what happened in Pittsburgh. That was exactly when all of that was. It's just right there.
Yeah, the timing of it is terrible. When you put together an album like this,
yes.
I mean, is there an overarching theme? I mean, By My Silence, the title cut, it obviously puts people sort of in a particular head, you know, politically and philosophically. But do you pick the tunes, both the ones you've written and others have written, with any overarching theme in mind?
Yes, definitely. The album I thought that we were going to be doing next was an album with a song that is probably the biggest powerful song on the CD called, which will be, is a song called Abraham. And I wrote that song right after the presidential election, completely depressed. And the first song I was writing was a song called Funeral for America, and that wasn't going anywhere. So I thought about who my heroes are, and I wrote a song called Abraham, which features Abraham. So heroes in my life that have come before me and that are in my life now, in my world.
Great. And, yeah. We're going to have you play one more tune here. Okay. Before we do that, let me tell folks that coming up Monday here on our program, my guest is going to be the president of Coppin State College, Dr. Maria Thompson. We're going to talk about the changing demographics of students in college these days and the particular challenges and opportunities for historically Black colleges and universities, and Dr. Thompson's vision for the future of her institution. So that's coming up on Monday here on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Happy anniversary, sir. Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Jamila Krempel is WYPR's digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Jacob Took, Micah Middleton, and Morgan Omey. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. Now we got some more music from Sonia Disappear Fear. What's this tune called?
This is called Lighten You, and it's my Hanukkah song. Us apart. Joy. made it safe for the Jews to be free. Though he was not a perfect man, in his wake we do the best that we can. Joy to the world and all us apart. Joy to the world and all who live and breathe. I see the hurt in you. Can you feel the love in me?
Sonia Disappear Fear, the new album is called By My Silence. That's one of the tunes on it. It's so great to see you.
Thank you, Tom. It's awesome. And I tune in to the show and of course, YPR all the time driving around Baltimore. It's even in another song.
Yeah. Is it really?
It is.
Oh, I missed that one when I listened to the album.
It's called Sugar Cane. It's another album, but yeah.
All right. Well, we will have you back to play it sometime.
Okay, cool.
It's great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening to Midday, everybody. I appreciate it. Happy Hanukkah. And we'll see you Monday. Take care.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.